This is The Bee.
With the latest, I'm Katie Booth. Preston has been paying tribute to war veterans with a rededication ceremony at the city's war memorial. The service marks the 88th anniversary of the original unveiling of the cenotaph. The event was hosted by the new mayor of Preston, Nick Pomfret.
Absolute privilege. People don't realise, they sometimes forget what the sacrifices that people have made to give us our freedom. And ceremonies like this are to remind people of those sacrifices.
Every hospital patient in England will know the name of the doctor in charge of their care, according to new guidelines published today. The government thinks it'll improve care patients get by having one point of contact when they want to raise any issues. 2-year-old Alice Mason died from brain damage after communication broke down with doctors at 2 different hospitals down south who were meant to be looking after her. Alice's mum, Rosalind, says if the doctors had spoken to each other more, her daughter might still be alive.
They should have been talking to each other on the phone at the very least. Faxes that were supposed to have been received from one hospital didn't arrive. Apparently voicemails weren't picked up. So the communication is part of it.
How much would you expect to pay for a packet of cigarettes? A Chorley man got more than he bargained for when he was fined £700 for stubbing out his fag end in the town centre. And Mark police officers caught Joseph Morrison dropping litter on Chapel Street and gave him a fixed penalty notice that he didn't pay. The case ended up in court and he was found guilty. TV producers have said again to the Teletubbies. It was last on screen in 2001, but now 60 episodes of the children's show will be returning to the CBBS channel. This time it's without actors though. Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe will be computer generated.
What the sport do call me?
Former Blackburn Rovers winger David Bentley has decided to retire from professional football at the age of 29. His last match was over a year ago and he'd been without a club ever since. Bentley won 7 caps for England but says he's fallen out of love with the game. Premier League winners Manchester City are to sign Bakary Sagna when his contract expires at Arsenal later this month. The champions have agreed a 3-year contract with the fullback, who's currently representing France in the World Cup. He helped the Gunners win the FA Cup in his final match for the club. Locally, there's lots of Lancashire derbies planned for Accrington Stanley in their pre-season friendlies. The fixtures have been released and they're away to neighbours Nelson on the 19th of July and then we'll be at home taking on Blackburn Rovers and Burnley in following games. Some tennis news just in. Thomas Burditch has become the latest big name to go out of the Queen's Club tennis. The 10th seed went down in straight sets to Spain's Feliciano Lopez. That's the latest, but if you've got a story you think we should know about, tell us on the website thebee.co.uk.
What sport do you call me?
The Bee.